Yo guys, welcome to the Just Yo podcast, episode 12. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Jack and Alex. Say what's good, y'all.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, everybody?
We can just keep going.
Oh my gosh, bro. Alex has not been here. We're not restarting. But like, Alex has not been here for like so long, obviously. He had to start off just messing it up. No. But yeah, what have you been doing? Let the people know, what have you been doing past like 3 weeks?
I was MIA on a beach trip, and then I had work, and now I'm here.
You tell me you had work? You didn't cancel work for the Just Show podcast, bro?
Did you get sick or something, Alex?
Huh?
Didn't you get sick?
Like, when I came back from the beach, like, my sinuses were going crazy. Like, it was just congestion, and I was getting headaches, but now I'm fine.
Okay. Well, that's good. How about you, Jack? How was your week?
Good, dude. It was good.
It's good, yeah. Just been chilling. I mean, yeah, you see the bed here. This is Jack's pseudo bed when he's...
home away from home.
This is Jack's bed when he's here. So, you know, the functions occur.
It's made just a mattress behind room. That's so funny, bro.
A mattress behind you. Oh my gosh, bro. But yeah, I mean, if that's everything, we can get started. I mean, we missed, 2 weeks in a row, so we got a lot to get into. But
2 weeks in a row, really?
I believe so. Yeah, we didn't do it last week. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Damn. All right, well, let's get started then.
Yeah, let's get started. All right, so... We haven't talked about the Euro, 2020 Euro. The knockout stages are underway. They just started today. So have you guys been watching or paying attention to the Euro at all? I know Jack has.
Yeah.
Hungary, yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching it.
GG to Hungary. They did well. They did very well.
Bro, dude, that Germany game was crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, Portugal?
That one guy? No, Germany, Hungary.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that guy is who they put in for Germany, bro. He saved the game for them, bro.
Yeah. That was a crazy game. I
want to see what that guy's name is.
Yeah, Hungary almost made it to the knockout stages in the group of death. That would have been like when the United States got out of the group of death with, who was in that? It was like Ghana, Portugal,
and Germany. And Mexico?
Germany. We drew with Portugal, and then we beat Ghana. Yeah, that was a lit.
Leon. Well, I don't know if you know this guy, Leon Goretzka, Goretzka. That man scored in the 84th minute for Germany and tied the game.
Yeah, I was so blown.
That would have been
a very good win. I don't think you guys would have made it.
Us the group stage.
Yeah.
If we won that, Germany would have been out. We would have been in. We would have been third place. We would have had to play, I think, England. But then he scored in the 84th minute. We tied, and then because of the point differential. Yeah.
Damn.
If we had drawn with Portugal that first game, dude.
That one was a choke too. You guys at low key should have won that game. That was like, he was literally a hair offsides. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But you guys did a good. You guys did really good. I'm proud of your homeland, the motherland.
Thank you. Eastern European nation, bro. It's only up from here, dude. We're coming. World Cup, bro.
World Cup 2022. So yeah, we're gonna get lit, bro.
Yes,
But yeah, so the group stages did end.
Wait, wasn't Albania in the Euro too? How did they do?
I don't know.
But I don't think they did well.
Albania. Let me look. Because weren't we geeking it all the way? Like, Hungary versus Albania. We have to watch that game.
Yeah, bro. that was for World Cup qualifiers.
Oh, that was World Cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they were in the... Let me just make sure. I don't think they were, though. Yeah, they
No. They're in the qualifier. They play Hungary September 5th.
Yeah.
September 5th. Yeah. So Alex, best believe, bro. Whoever wins that game, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we'll definitely look forward to that. But as of right now, we're still in the group stages of the Euro.
No, we're not. Knockout.
I mean, yeah, knockout stages, sorry. And yeah, they started today. We've had already a couple of upsets. Denmark. Sorry about the text, everyone. But Denmark upset Wales. That was a pretty crazy game. They're doing it for Eriksen. You know what I'm saying? Portugal and Belgium played. That was probably the biggest game. And Belgium came out with the win. So that was good for them. Italy, by the skin of their teeth, beat Austria. And the biggest upset was the Czech Republic beating Netherlands. I was not expecting that at all.
They did?
Yeah, 2-0. That was crazy. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on the first four games?
I think Italy has a chance to go far. Like, they won their group, I'm pretty sure.
They did.
Yeah. And now...
And Italy's balling,
but
right
they
now.
Had Italy has to play Belgium. That's gonna be a hard game.
That yes.
I think whoever wins that goes to the win. Final.
Yeah.
No, I don't say win.
Oh, go to the final because on the other side of the bracket for them, it's France and Spain. So
I think France easily goes to the final, and then I think it's France either Italy.
No, so Belgium. So Italy would have to beat France to go to the final.
Well, then who's on the other side?
On the other side, the best teams, I mean, there's England is playing Germany. The other side is worse. Like, just worse. Bosnia, yeah, significantly. Sweden, and then Denmark and Czech Republic.
That's so, like, not evenly balanced.
Yeah, the left side of the bracket is much better.
Say the left side one more time?
Okay, so Czech Republic and Denmark already went to, they're in the quarterfinals.
Okay.
And then there's still, England and Germany versus and Sweden and Ukraine.
I think Germany makes it to the final. I think the Hungary game was a wake up call, and they're gonna like pull the shit together.
Yeah, I mean England has not played well this Euro. I mean they barely got out of their group. So I mean that's gonna be probably the best game. Left in the round of 16.
My prediction would be Germany and France.
So, hopped off the Italy train, bro.
I mean, I didn't know Italy had to play France. That's gonna be fucking.
France or Spain? Or if Spain loses?
Spain is not it, bro. I don't think they're gonna.
Yeah, so it's France has to play Switzerland.
Easy dub.
And then it's Spain versus Croatia.
That harder, way harder for Spain. Croatia was in the World Cup final a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that was a Cinderella story, but, I mean, we'll see.
I feel like Spain is in, like, this weird point where, like, all the guys retired, and, like, the young guys are, like, coming up, but they're not, like, superstars yet. It's kind of the same thing with Germany, to be honest. But I feel like Germany has more of, like, a... Like, they have more of a unit, so they can kind of slot players in easily compared to Spain.
I mean, I would kind of disagree with that. Bernardo Silva. Because
Spain hasn't been good. Spain hasn't fucking been to the... Like, Spain won the World Cup in, what, 2010? Or, like, 12 or something?
2012.
Yeah. And then...
That's Germany 2 World Cups ago.
True, but Germany has been better recently. More recently, like they won the World Cup, and then didn't Germany win something else? Or they got pretty far in something.
The next World Cup, I think.
No, next World Cup they got fucked. They didn't even
Germany?
Get out of the group.
Are you sure?
They didn't even get out of the group stage.
Okay.
You're right. I still think Germany fucking beat Spain.
Yeah, they're on opposite sides of the bracket, so.
I don't think Germany has obviously the significant like their bracket's way easier.
Yeah, they would just their hardest match is their first match against England, and then they would either play.
Well, I mean, that's not technically true, right? Because if a team makes it that far, then they're good.
Yeah, but like England is better
by name recognition wise.
Well, no, they were just placed differently because of the groups.
Right, but like you see what I'm saying? It like if Germany has to whoever Germany has to play to get to the final, so that would be what, the semifinal? Yeah. That team must have been good enough to get to the like they must have been good enough to get
there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That part of the left side of the bracket is Netherlands.
They lost.
Yeah, they lost. No? Czech Republic, Wales, and Denmark.
Wales just lost. I mean, shit. We're like none of those teams sound good, but like Croatia didn't sound good in 2016 either, and they made it to the final. So like, you never know. Mm-hmm. You never know.
That's true. Germany could get upset, but they're definitely the favorites in this side of the group. What do you think, Alex? Who do you think is coming out of the right side and the left side? I don't know. Do you need me to say the teams again?
Oh, I have it pulled up.
Oh, okay.
So on the left side is like Belgium, Italy, like those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the Belgium-Italy game, I mean, both teams are playing really well. I think that's going to be more of a toss-up. Again, Belgium have the star players, Lukaku and De Bruyne. Italy is just a unit. That one's a toss-up, but I'm going to give the slightest edge to Belgium.
Belgium, yeah. Belgium were my pick as well.
They definitely have the names, but I can see Italy winning.
I can, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can see Italy winning as well. But Belgium needs to win something. They've been good for too long and haven't won anything. I think this is the year they.
Italy's been exactly.
I know Italy has not been good, so I was like they're kind of opposite. So I think Belgium this time gets the win in the Euro in general. So, so you say Belgium getting out of the side. On the left side?
I was going through, like, the current matchups.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Yeah, so for Belgium, Italy, I think Belgium's going to win. I know France is matched up with Switzerland.
Yeah.
France is probably going to win. Mm-hmm. Good star players, and they're more of a unit.
Yeah.
Spain, Croatia, that would be a good game, actually. That'd be a good game, but I'm picking Croatia.
Croatia, okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now for the right side, was it Sweden and Finland or Ukraine?
Are you talking about the top of the right side?
Yeah.
Sweden, Ukraine.
Yeah, there we go. For that matchup, I think I'm going to give it to Sweden. The next selection down, Germany, England, I'm taking Germany, Czech Republic, and Finland. Czech Republic's been good this tournament. I think I'm picking them as well.
Wait, what? Czech Republic versus Denmark, you mean?
Denmark, fuck. Sorry.
No, you're good. Okay.
Yeah. If we're going to be bold about it, in the finals, I think it will be Germany-France. That would be lit.
Germany-France. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty... That would be a lit final. Okay.
That would be lit. But I think France wins that shit like 3-1, to be honest.
If they would play, I think France would probably win. I think probably France, in my opinion, I think they're going to get upset in the semifinal. I already said I'm taking Belgium in the final.
Belgium, France.
So Belgium is beating France then?
Yeah, so Belgium would have to beat France or Spain or whoever. But
do you think Italy beats France then if Belgium loses?
If Italy versus France, I would take France.
You mean French, dude?
On the right.
So if Italy wins and then France loses, Italy makes it to the final though.
Because they would either play Spain or Croatia or Switzerland if France get upset in the first round. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, on the right side, I'm gonna go with the Cinderella story. I'm gonna say Denmark gets to the final.
And then schmabblegasted by whoever comes out of the other side of the
bracket. Whoever they play on the left side, they're getting destroyed. But I think
bro, I don't think I know one player from Denmark.
Eriksson?
He's not playing.
Schmeichel?
Kasper Schmeichel? Yeah. I didn't know who that is.
He's goated.
Why do I know that name? What team
Leicester.
Was he on?
Leicester. He won the...
Oh, he was the goalkeeper, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know one actual player. Like who's their striker?
I couldn't tell you that. I know Schmeichel and freaking Eriksson. No, I know one of the defenders, like Uglar or some weird name or some shit like that. I definitely butchered that, but who cares?
Uglar, I'm fucking dead.
Euros, getting hot. Definitely, we're going to have to pay attention. We'll update you guys next week, because I know a lot of...
one guy from Barca, like, I don't know if you know who this is.
Who? Denmark?
Martin Braithwaite.
What?
If he plays for Barca, he must be like a bench player, though, if you don't know who he is.
Player. Okay. Yeah, I don't know him. I've never seen him in my life. Oh, Christensen. Okay, yeah, he plays for Chelsea. I know who he is. Oh, Højbjerg. Oh, he plays for Tottenham. I know who he is. I don't even know he's from Denmark. So yeah, I mean they have a decent team.
Small ass country though. Like that'd be kind of wild.
Yeah, it's small as hell. I mean, what's the name? Uruguay is like small as shit, but they're always so good for some reason. They're literally freaking tiny.
Yeah, that's actually facts. Uruguay is good.
I don't know why, but
we've had good athletes for a long ass time. We'll see what happens when they all retire, though. We'll see.
No, they've been good. They've been good for a long time.
A while.
Yeah. They've been good since like the 60s.
Oh damn! Just fucking pumping up the talent, I guess.
I know. They're literally goated. But you know, we will see the rest of the Euros. I mean, yeah, we're gonna update you guys next week. We will be. We will be right before the quarterfinals, so round of 16 will end by next week, by when we start. So, yeah, we're going to be lit. We'll see whose predictions came out correct. And, yeah, does anyone have any last thoughts of the Euros? Rip to Hungary. That's my last thought, I guess.
Yeah, bro, they choked that shit, bro. But... World Cup qualifier, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Here we come. We qualifying. And then we lose it again. Qualifying. Don't put us in a group with Germany, Portugal, and...
If you guys get into another group of death,
who was it? Germany, Portugal, and France? Yeah, we'll be fine. That's so whack, bro. I can't believe they did that to us.
That is literally...
Put us on the other side of the bracket with, like, yeah. Those shitty-ass teams, bro. Why did they put us with a good team? That doesn't make any sense, bro.
Oh, it was
not balanced. Yeah,
you're
with, like, Switzerland and, like, Wales, bro. Not fucking Germany, France, and Portugal.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys were just down atrocious after the freaking lottery pick thing.
Yeah.
Just down. They did absolutely horrendous. But, you know, it is what it is. But are we good with that one? I think we should do sports topics first. Are we good with that one?
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay, bet. So we have the NBA playoffs are heating up. We're in the conference finals. Obviously we got Milwaukee versus Atlanta and Phoenix versus the Clippers. Phoenix versus the Clippers. Atlanta is tied with Milwaukee 1-1 and Phoenix is up 3-1 against the Clippers. So, I want to get your all thoughts. We'll start with Alex. What were your thoughts on both of the series?
We'll start off with the Hawks and Bucks game. In the first game, it was pretty close, like 113-116. I remember the score being. This is a pretty competitive game. Second game, the Bucks destroyed the Hawks by a substantial amount. Yeah. So, I think, judging by like how everything is going, it's either gonna go to 6 or 7.
Okay.
Because the Hawks offense, like, they have a great offense but a good defense, so their offense will get them going. But the Bucks are just overall a better unit than the Hawks.
Oh yeah, I mean, do you think it was a point of people were making this point on Twitter, like everything had to go right for the Bucks to win that game? Obviously, if I was Atlanta, I'm trying to make this a 3-point shooting contest.
Yes, Atlanta is very streaky with their shooting.
I want to make the game a 3-point contest, not let Giannis shoot 100% from the paint. Because, like I said before the series, him versus Capella is just not it, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly. He almost got a triple double last game.
Yeah, it's not it. So they don't want that to happen. Don't have that.
Yeah.
So yeah, if Atlanta can make it a 3-point contest, I give them a slight chance. Not a big chance, but a slight one. I am with you, though. I think it's going to go 6 or 7. What about you, Jack?
Mm-hmm. 6 or 7? Sure. It can probably go 6 or 7, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I think
it's definitely competitive. It's definitely competitive.
I mean, I think whoever is just hotter at the end is going to win the series. Whoever goes cold first is going to lose. If Giannis starts struggling, then the Bucks are going to lose. If Trae Young plays bad again, then the Bucks are going to win. It really depends on those two players, I feel like.
I mean, Trae Young didn't really play well at all in the Sixers series, and they won.
I mean, compared to that second game against the Bucks, he played a lot better against the Sixers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But as the Sixers, game 7,
plays, like,
game 6.
If he plays how he did in game 1 against the Bucks, then the Hawks are going to win.
I mean, yeah. That,
if Giannis plays like he did in game 2, then the Bucks are going to, like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either of them are going to play like those games again. Probably not. Especially not Trae Young. Trae Young, that was a historic performance. Like, we're probably not going to see that again. If we do...
Then the Hawks are going to win them.
Kudos to him. But, like, I give them a... I don't see that happening at all. But yeah, I mean, we can move on to the next series if you guys don't have any other thoughts on it.
I mean, I just don't really, like, care about either of these teams, so, like, whoever wins, like...
You don't want the Bucks to win, bruh? Or Atlanta to win?
The Bucks are boring as fuck, and, like, the Hawks are going to be good for a while, so...
Bucks are boring.
I hate Chris Middleton. I hate Jrue Holiday.
What?
Fucking Pat Connaughton is fucking... Ooh, Brooke Lopez. Ooh.
What? Like, those are literally lit-ass players, bruh.
No, they're not.
Jrue Holiday? First of all, that's... No, don't ever disrespect
boring,
Jrue Holiday.
Boring.
Chris Middleton,
boring.
Kind of boring. Boring as fuck. He can score.
Boring
can
as
hell. Hey, relax.
And Giannis? Giannis is like one of the most exciting players left in the playoffs. Who's more exciting than Giannis in the playoffs?
Devin Booker? Chris Paul?
I would say he's more exciting than Chris Paul and Devin
Booker. Bro, nothing. No, Chris Paul shooting a mid-range jump shot is more exciting than Giannis, like, and then dunking the ball. Bro.
What?
Like,
Giannis no, bro. No, do not go on the Giannis has no skill, bro.
Giannis just takes the ball and just runs.
That is it.
We're gonna have to pump the brakes here.
So if Giannis is 6'1", he's not in the NBA, bro.
That is a casual take, bro. Come on, bro.
It's true. What do you mean? All right, you think if Giannis is
not the 6'1 take. I'm saying he has no skill. Giannis obviously clearly has
skill. Well, I mean, skill is relative to, like, his size. He has skills built for, like, a big man. But I think if you're talking about, like, the whole league, he doesn't have, like, skill. Like,
not
he has
really.
No handles.
He's,
like,
he's a gifted passer.
Really shoot.
He's a gifted passer.
He can't shoot free throws. Like, it takes
35
seconds.
He's not a good free throw shooter, obviously. I mean, that's his, like, one crutch, but, like, LeBron isn't the greatest free throw shooter.
Yeah, to say that he's a poor shooter is not a huge detriment to... Oh, okay. Well, to say that he's a poor shooter is not the main thing that's going to put Giannis in the bad player category.
Did I say he was bad? I said he wasn't exciting. for me, what's exciting is like dribble, 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 step back three, not like dunk, like run to the paint and then like dunk it.
What? Like, I mean, you want to see everyone play this?
It is pretty exciting.
I'd rather see Steph Curry than Giannis.
I mean, yeah, but we're talking about Steph Curry is like the second or third most excited player. Than
like, I'd rather see I can name like 1,000 players. I would rather.
Hell,
see. That's just, nah,
bruh. That's just, we're talking gonna, about a 2-time MVP right here, bruh.
I mean, Jokic is an MVP. I don't think Jokic is exciting either.
Jokic is fun as hell to watch. If you love the game of basketball, he's fun as hell to watch.
Nah.
Are you kidding me?
Kyrie is way more exciting. Kyrie, Harden, KD, LeBron.
I don't want to see everyone play the same, though. They all kind of play similar.
Yeah, but we're talking about, like, personal taste in terms of, like, style of the basketball. That's my, like, style of basketball.
But, like, if every you want to see everyone play the same way all the time?
I mean, if that's what I like, yeah.
Okay, then.
Why? I mean if you enough. Like something, like, why would you want to see less of it?
I mean, I would like to see different kinds of basketball. I don't want to see, like, one.
But, like, I'm sure for the yeah, but, I mean, the league, it's better because different styles of basketball. But, like, if you're talking about, like, what I'd want to watch, I'd rather watch, like, all the players that just listed, like, over Giannis.
Yeah, but I'd rather see a mixture of all the different types of
styles. I mean, yeah, that's just, like,
that's
your,
what I'm saying,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's just, like, your take and what you like in basketball.
Yeah, but, I mean, I would, yeah, but, yeah, we can move on to the other series if you're done hating on Giannis.
Yeah, I've never liked Giannis, bro. He's, I don't know, I just don't like it, to be honest.
Hey, justice for Giannis, bro.
Yeah.
Justice, he doesn't need any justice. He's a 2-time MVP, bro. He doesn't need any justice. Go to the finals and you have some justice, bro. That's what, all I want to see. But,
well, we will see within the coming days.
Chan beats Giannis, Oh my god.
Well, it depends. If Giannis chokes, then yeah. But, like, if Giannis plays well and then Chris Middleton shoots 0 for like 30, then
That's true.
Can't really do anything. But yeah, we can move on to the Suns Clippers series.
Wait, no. If Trae Young makes it to the finals though, is he better than Luka?
No. But Luka on that team, they're sweeping the Bucks.
I don't like that argument because he's not on that team.
I'm saying switch the roles.
Put LeBron on, like, the Suns, and I mean, they're
probably... he's better than Chris Paul.
Who?
LeBron is better than Chris Paul.
You don't think Trae's better than Luka if he beats Giannis?
Did you see how Porzingis played, bruh? His second best player was, like, the streakiest freaking Tim Hardaway Jr.
Kristaps Porzingis is pretty bad.
Porzingis, that man is going to Shanghai.
I mean, a little bit of hyperbole there, but...
I mean, yeah, obviously, but...
when your best
Tim Hardaway Jr. wasn't playing greatest.
Okay, if Chris Middleton and Giannis and Jrue Holiday... all play well and Trae Young still beats them, is he better than Luka?
No, because Trae Young is not going to score like 70 points to beat them.
If Trae Young plays like he played in game one for the rest of the series, every game.
Still not better than Luka.
Damn. The fuck? All right.
How about you?
I mean, Luka didn't have. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he is better, but.
I mean, all around, I mean, Trae can shoot, don't get it twisted, but Luka can do more with the ball.
Luka's just a more valuable player than Trae will probably ever be, so.
Yeah, because Luka can actually play a little bit of defense.
Yeah. Yeah, Trae Young is still technically the worst defender of all time, so, yeah. He will always just be a little more valuable, no matter what he does. But yeah, so we got the Clippers and Suns series. Phoenix is up 3-1. Phoenix basically won all the games. It was very close. All three games that they won. This series.
Yeah,
the
Clippers choked the two games.
Yeah, the Clippers have been
choked two games.
Has, like I said before, at the beginning of the freaking season, I was like, the Clippers are gonna choke one time. And they're choking.
Paul George is going to choke.
And Paul George is...
Pandemic P.
It's not the Clippers. It's Paul George, bro. How do you miss both? If he makes those free throws, they're tied.
They go into overtime with that game. What have been your thoughts other than Paul George just choking on this series? We can go with Jack.
The Suns are an absolute unit.
If the Clippers had Kawhi, they beat the Suns. That's my take. Because this, you said the Suns have been. You said all the games the Suns won have been close. If Kawhi's in the game, I think he puts them over the Suns.
Yeah, but I mean,
Patrick Beverly and they're Reggie getting, Jackson.
I mean, Patrick Beverly's doing a very good job on Devin.
No, Booker. I watched the last game. Like, one of the last clutch shots Patrick Beverly took in the corner, and he fucking bricked that shit. If Kawhi's in the corner, he's making that.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is... And
then the Clippers beat the Suns that game, that last game. That shot would have put them up. Fucking he bricked that shit. And then Patrick Beverly, like, clamps Devin Booker and gets all hyped, but they're down by, like... They're already down. It's not like he really did anything. Like...
He's doing a really good job on Booker, so... What I see for the Suns is if Milwaukee gets to the finals, Booker is gonna get kind of fucked by Holiday. If you're getting clamped up by freaking Beverly, then Holiday is a whole different animal. But other than that, I don't know. I would say it would probably be 2-2 right now if they had Kawhi. I would still probably take the Suns, because they're like with Kawhi out, they're having so many other players are playing so much better. Reggie Jackson would not be doing what Reggie Jackson is doing if Kawhi was there.
But I'd rather have Kawhi.
I would rather have Kawhi. This is why I'm saying it'd be 2-2. But I'd still take the Suns, because when Kawhi's there, they kind of just play ISO ball, and they're just. Especially in the clutch time, they're just like, all right, Chris, like, they don't really know what's going to happen. At least now they know to go through Paul George. And whenever he's not at the free throw line, he does well. But when it's lights are the brightest, it's kind of just you there with the ball. You got to make this shot. You got to make both of these shots. And you're, like, above 88% shooting from...
You don't have to make the shots, but if you're not gonna make the shots, then don't say you're a good player, like a star player.
The free throws.
Like, you can miss the shot. I'm just saying in general. Like, Paul George always proclaims himself as like one of the best players. Playoff P. Yeah. And he's like not performed in the playoffs. So you can not perform in the playoffs, but don't say you're like a great player.
I mean, the thing is, he is a great player. He just
in the regular season. He's a great player.
I don't know.
What did he shoot last game? Not good.
Last game? See, Paul George is averaging 27-10 this series. Cool. Yeah, he did shoot 5 for 20.
But on what? Exactly. Fucking ass. That's so bad.
So, yeah, not very good. 1 for 9 from 3. And then, yeah, those, but in game 3, he excelled. I mean, he didn't shoot well, but he scored 27 points and 15 rebounds.
What is his field goal percentage
in the series? Not very good. It's like low 30s. I don't know why he's not giving me the average.
Low 30s?
Because he shot 38.5 game 1, 43.5 game 2, 34.6 game 3, and then 25.0 game 4.
Not good, bro.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. He's not been playing well.
And, like, if Kawhi's there, Paul George doesn't have the pressure to take all the shots. And Kawhi's insanely efficient.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he is.
Paul George, to get that 27, he has to jack up, like, 40 shots.
Yeah.
Kawhi doesn't have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, when Kawhi's hot, yeah, he can get 20 on like 10 shots. But
which is why I think they beat. And in my opinion, the Suns have had a way easier road. Like, they played the injured Lakers and they played the injured Nuggets. The Clippers have to play the Mavericks and the Jazz, who are both much healthier.
That's true. Which is why, I mean, the Jazz were kind of hurt all series, though.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell was hurt, but he was going off. Like, he wasn't, Donovan Mitchell wasn't, like, costing. Like, LeBron was clearly not LeBron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and then Jamal Murray just wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he hasn't been all season, so. Yeah, I mean, with the Suns, I think, with Kawhi, I don't know who would have won. I still would take the Suns, because Suns have been playing better for longer, and with Kawhi, they're still inconsistent. They're not as bad as they are now, but they're still inconsistent. So I would still take the Suns, because they've been consistently good all playoffs, and Zubac cannot handle freaking DeAndre Ayton for some reason.
Zubac was playing hella good, though. He had, like, 9 offensive rebounds or something wild.
Hey, I have to really use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. You're good.
Zubac was playing good, but...
Yeah, offensively, he's very good offensively. Defensively, he's absolutely horrendous.
I think Ayton is just good, and, like, people kind of...
Yeah, no,
were, like, saying he's bad.
Ayton is just way more athletic than Zubac is, so it's just kind of an L to begin with. So, yeah.
Aiden. I mean, I think Aiden is just, like, good in general.
Aiden is
and,
good.
And, like, people are like, oh, he's not good, blah, blah, blah.
He hasn't been as good as the second overall pick and the third overall pick.
Oh, obviously. No.
He hasn't been good as Trae Young or Luka. But, I mean, that's kind of otherworldly standards to hold him to.
I mean, that draft might be the equivalent of the LeBron Carmelo
2003 draft,
like, of modern era. Because I think all three of those players are going to end up being, like, top of the league for a long time.
That's true. But do you think any of them are going to be, like, top 10 all time? That would what would put them towards 2003. I mean, Luka, I guess, maybe.
Of all time? I mean, we don't know. I mean, can they? I think all of them have the potential to be top 10 of all time. Like, they have the skill to be.
You think Aiden can be top 10 all time? Potential-wise?
Yeah. I think he has the potential.
I don't know about any of that. And I don't know about Trae Young. I think the only one who has a chance is...
I mean, Trae Young can average, like, insane stats offensively forever.
Yeah, but, like...
Luka will be good. But and like, I think Aiden has the potential to be, like, a Chris Bosh-level player.
That's not top 10 all time, though.
I mean, that drafted Chris Bosh, though, right?
Yeah, I'm saying if they have to have one player who's top 10 of all time. LeBron, Luka. Obviously. So, yeah, it would have to be Luka. Yeah.
I don't think that's a crazy... Like, it's not crazy. Crazy, it's like, not crazy, y'all.
All right, I watched this one YouTube video. He, according to, like, all the stats, he's, like, the third best 22-year-old ever. So, yeah. We'll see.
Wait, who's the second? I'm assuming one is LeBron.
Two was...
Is it, like, some player from, like, the 80s or some shit?
Yeah, it wasn't a recent player.
Was it, like, Magic Johnson or something?
Yeah, it was Magic. It was Magic. Yeah. Finals MVP, rookie year.
That was crazy as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that man was goated from the
beginning. But Magic also had, what's his name?
Kareem.
Mr. fucking, yeah.
That's true, but he was better than Kareem as soon as he stepped on the court.
Oh, wasn't Kareem like 41 years old?
Yeah, so
yeah, Kareem, he was old when he was on the Lakers.
Yeah.
And was old as fuck.
Yeah, but
Kareem
still cooking though, which is wild.
Yeah.
People always talk about LeBron being old and good, but my God, Kareem was not bad for being fucking 41.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that move requires as little energy as any like basketball move of all time.
And that was before technology. Like, what year was Magic Johnson drafted?
80.
This was Magic and Larry, right?
79. 79.
Magic Johnson was drafted in 19. Well, let's look. Let's be. Because if that's true, then my man's Kareem was averaging 24 points a game. Magic Johnson was drafted in 1979. Yeah. Bro, 1979, Kareem was averaging 24.8 points a game, bro.
How old is he?
32.
Okay, that's not that old.
He averaged, but he was 38 averaging 23, 39 averaging 17. I was 40 years old averaging like 15 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that 5 times and you...
Forever. Yeah, I mean, he still averaged 10 points a game when he was 41. He looked he could have been in the league longer, to be honest.
He could have.
That would have been...
I'm so dead, bro. That man, that's why he's like all-time points leader. And only LeBron is going to be close. He's probably going to pass him, but LeBron's like the only one who would be close. But yeah, are we done with the NBA or Alex, we didn't get your take on the Clippers Phoenix series.
I mean, yeah, Clippers notorious for choking. And the Suns are obviously like Booker, Chris Paul. Like that team is great. Clippers on paper are pretty good, but like Alohe was saying earlier, when it comes to the point where the lights are the brightest and like the person has the ball that they have to make the shot, the Clippers are, chances are, through history and looking at past occurrences.
There's a real Clippers curse, I swear. There's actually a Clippers curse. So many years in a row, they've just been just cucked by themselves or injury. So it's either injury or just choke. So,
hey, I mean, if there is one, it's in full effect as always.
Literally since their inception. Down horrendous, bro.
Down horrendously.
Oh, my gosh.
How long are Paul George and Kawhi, how long are they going to be on the Clippers for?
So, Paul George signed a extension. Kawhi did not. So he's probably going to leave.
I disagree.
There's no reason. If he was going to stay, he would have signed at the same time as Paul George. But that man is
dipping. He's not leaving. He's not leaving.
I guarantee you he's dipping, bro.
I guarantee you he's not leaving.
He's going to dip. There's no way.
He wants to be in California. What other California team is he going to? The Warriors?
No. He originally wanted to go to California to win.
The reason he's... No, to be with his family.
One of the reasons. I mean, according to his uncle, his freaking manager, he was like, the Clippers are not good. We're dipping.
I don't think they're good. What do you mean?
They keep choking.
They're in the conference finals.
They keep choking.
What? So good is like winning the championship?
That's the only reason he went there. Or else why would he leave Toronto?
I mean, the Clippers are a better team than Toronto.
But they're in the East. So they probably would have made the finals.
Well, Toronto didn't even make the playoffs this year.
Well, that's because Kyle Lowry's old now.
It was 2 years later.
Well, yeah. I mean, with Siakam being their best player now, obviously they're not going to make the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying, but like...
If Kawhi is on that team, they would definitely make the playoffs. All I'm saying
is when you say something is good, being in the conference finals is good.
I know it's good, but like we've seen... First of all, we've seen bad teams go to the conference finals. Trailblazers,
Well, I mean, they're not bad if they're in the conference finals, right?
They went there and choked.
I don't like that argument. If you're there, you're good.
What do you mean? You literally said...
Like, if you get there, you're good.
You said the Suns are not... Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, the Suns aren't bad. I'm not saying... But the Suns still have... Like, the Suns aren't bad.
I'm not saying the Clippers are bad. I'm saying he wouldn't want to be in a situation...
You literally just said bad teams have been to the conference finals.
Bad teams have.
You can't be bad.
Bad teams have been to the conference finals.
I don't think it's how that works.
It's possible. What do you mean?
Well, how are you bad if you're in the conference finals?
When the 8 seed Knicks went to the conference finals, were they a good team? No, they weren't.
They
a good
must
team.
Have beat. Okay, so who did they beat? Just like thin air?
No, they beat the team. They beat the teams, but off of BS. So they're still not a good team.
Would you call them a good team? If they're in the conference finals, I'm saying they're a good team. I don't think you can be bad. When you say bad, it's like...
The Hawks?
When you say bad, you insinuate like the Kings haven't been to the playoffs in like 10 years.
No, relative to everyone else in the conference finals, they're not good.
What, you mean the other team? Like the other team? I mean,
all
one team
the
is
three other teams.
Well, one team is obviously going to look worse compared to the other. Right?
I know, but like when they're so much worse, let's say the 2015 Hawks, when they got absolutely dicked by LeBron, everyone knew they were going to win. They knew they were much worse than the Cavs and every other team. They were not a good team. They were a false good team. You see what I'm saying? They had four All-Stars, but they weren't good.
I don't agree with you, to be honest.
So that team was good? The Hawks were good that year.
What was their record?
They won 60 games.
Okay. And how many All-Stars did they have?
4.
But they weren't a good team. Do you see how that doesn't make sense?
It does make sense because based on how they played in the playoffs, they weren't good. They went to 7 games twice against worse teams.
When did they lose in the playoffs?
Listen to me. They won the first two rounds. They barely won.
What round did they lose?
Can I finish my point? The first two rounds.
But they won, though.
First two rounds, they won, right? In 7. So they played 14 combined games. And then they went to the conference finals. And then they got dicked by LeBron.
Okay, so they lost, like, the second greatest player of all time. But they're bad. But they won.
LeBron that year with that team.
Bro, I don't.
The Cavs.
We're not going to do this. We're not going to
do
this.
The Cavs without
second best player of all time.
Without Kevin Love and without Kyrie. Kyrie was injured most
of the
series.
They won 60 games. They had 4 Oscars. They made it to the conference finals. I don't want to hear that they
won. And then why do you think they blew it up next year?
That was a bad decision. They were ass after that. They would have still been good.
They would not have been. They would not have been good. You think Kyle Korver would have made another All-Star game?
I mean, we'll never know because they didn't try.
But Kyle Korver was still in the league.
Yeah, but you change. I mean, you know how much a move can change a player. Look at Kristaps Porzingis on the Knicks versus the Mavericks. He's obviously much worse.
Okay, Damari Carroll was still on that team. Still bad. Al Horford.
Damari Carroll was not the reason. Damari Carroll was not the reason they won 60 games.
He was an All-Star.
If you're a 60-plus win team going to 14 combined games, that's going to be questionable.
I don't like that.
How do you go to 7 with the Wizards, bro?
It doesn't matter if you win or lose and how many games. If you win, you win.
Not necessarily. If you're a 60-win team.
So what? LeBron, when he came down from 3-1 and went 7, he was LeBron ass because he went to 7 games? He should have won in 4 if LeBron was
that's
that good,
different,
right?
Because they played a team that was better than them. There's a difference between that and
I
when
mean,
you're
Warriors
playing a
weren't
worse
better.
Team.
The Cavs won. The Warriors weren't better.
Based on your logic, they were better because they won more games than the regular
no!
season. What?
No,
that's
no,
what you just
you're
said.
The argument. No, no.
That's what you literally just said. No. You said they won 60 games, so they're good.
Okay, fine,
the Warriors
fine,
won
fine,
73
the
games.
Hawks, fine. Then you have to admit that the Hawks. Okay, so you're saying LeBron winning the 7 games. LeBron's good, right? Because he won. He won in 7, right? So the Hawks have to be good if they won the playoffs games. It doesn't matter if they win 7 or 4. You still win.
They played worse
teams. The
NFL
teams.
Won just
one
they
game.
Were they were the one seed. They played worse seeds. They
the
went
reason,
eight.
The
they went
the
7
NBA,
games with an 8th seed. What are you talking about?
The reason the NBA
you're making two different arguments.
listen. You can't no.
You're making two different arguments,
bro. Playoffs one game and playoffs when it's one game. When it's one game, right? Upsets are bound to happen. The reason the NBA playoffs are looked at as being so good is because through the 7-game series, the better team comes out on top. And the Hawks did it twice. You can't tell me
when
7-game series were upsets.
When a game goes to 7, this is true. When a game goes to 7, it's usually a toss of a coin.
But what about
so
the
they
other
were on
three
the
games they wanted to get there?
They won. They lost 3 games to get to Game 7 as well.
But they still won.
They won against.
They still won.
Oh my god, bro! Winning.
Won.
I'm not giving credit to a team.
All right.
I'm not giving credit to a one seed who wins in 7.
Down.
I'm not giving credit to a one seed who wins
relax,
in 7.
Relax.
What do you mean? So if the Nets played,
it's okay.
Who was the 8th seed?
It's okay.
Who was the 8th seed? If the Nets played the freaking Wizards and they won in 7, I'm not giving credit to the Nets for winning. If they swept them, I was like, "All right, good stuff."
I don't think you can break. I don't think you can do that.
That's how it
because you still won. It's not how it works because you still won, right?
At the end of the day, they did
win.
But when
you win
when,
by 1 point or you win 50, you still win. Your goal is to win.
The goal is to win, right? But when you make it that when you make it when you make the when you make it that close, right? That it's literally a coin toss because it's a game 7. When you win 3 games and lose 3 games in a 2-week span, that means you're on their level or you're playing down to their level.
But you still won.
You did win. I'm saying is you are better than them, but you're not as good as we originally thought, especially if you're a one seed doing
bad.
That to it.
Are you bad? Are you bad?
Relative to everyone else, that's why I made the point that the...
You said the Hawks were a bad team. I don't think they're a bad team.
We weren't talking about that. We were talking about the Clippers.
The Hawks from 2015. The Hawks.
Now. I know, but our original point was about the Clippers. Our original point was about the Clippers. I never said they were a bad team, but relative to everyone else, especially Phoenix, who has
played... This year, right now?
They're not going to stack up.
Yeah, this year, no. I mean,
the Clippers, I think the Hawks are worse than the Clippers, like, if you're talking about the four teams.
I agree. I'm saying in the West, though, because they're not playing in the East.
I mean, there's only two teams left in the West.
So I would say they're worse than the Nuggets. This team right now without Kawhi, yeah, I'd say the Nuggets are better than them. If they didn't have Kawhi, that entire series, I would take the Jazz.
Without Jamal Murray? Yeah. Without Jamal Murray?
Yeah.
The Nuggets are better.
Yes.
Disagree.
If they didn't have Kawhi, they would have lost to the Mavericks. So, yeah.
But, I mean, Paul George carried them through the Jazz, though. Kawhi George won them. Like, Kawhi didn't play at the end of the Jazz series.
Yeah, for two games. I mean, he could do it for two games, but clearly, for a whole series, it doesn't really work. And they didn't have Donovan Mitchell.
I mean, what if the Clippers come back and win, though? Like, it's not
well, then, yet. Well, then he proved me wrong, but I don't see that happening based on how they're playing now.
No, I mean, the Clippers' best chance was that, what, game two, when he missed those free throws? That would be 2-2. If it was 2-2 right now, the conversation would be completely different.
Oh, yeah, honestly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just those two free throws that everyone... So.
It's just when you choke... When you do that, I told you, it keeps happening. He repeats that. He hasn't been good for the entire playoffs since... 2013, so 8 years ago.
I mean, he's
2014,
good.
2014, he didn't play well against the Heat. 2015, he didn't play.
I still think 27 is good. I just don't think he's great. I think he views himself as a better player than what he is, but I think he's like a good NBA player.
No one's making that point that he's not a good NBA player, but.
No, but I mean, he thinks he's great. Like, he thinks he's great.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, all NBA players think they're great. That's not a surprise. Which NBA player doesn't think they're great? He thinks he's great, obviously. I mean, he doesn't think he's like the best, but I think the top 15 players all think they're the best player.
Top 15.
Devin Booker thinks he's the best player in the world. Chris Paul thinks he's the best player in the world. LeBron thinks he's the best player in the world. Kevin Durant thinks
unless. I mean, yeah, but that's like an ego thing, though. I know. None of those guys are fucking humble.
I know, but like that's the only way to get that good is to be thinking like that. That's the only way to get that good.
Exactly. I mean,
if you don't have that mentality, you're not gonna get that good. There's no way. Literally every NBA.
I mean, what about players like Pete Maravich, who like clearly didn't give a fuck. He didn't think he was that good, and he was like arguably the best in the league.
Okay, but like, you're talking about an anomalies.
I'm saying, in general,
if you don't think like that, you're not getting that good. And Pete Maravich is not
unless
you're top 50 of all time.
No, he's not, but he's still great.
He's great.
Very good.
He's top 100.
Yeah. For sure. But, I mean, I think nowadays, I think back in the day, you would have found more humble players. It's just now everyone has an ego.
I don't know about that one. Back in the day? In the 60s, yeah. Like, 70s, starting from the 70s when the NBA was, like, what it is, like, modern era.
Mainstream.
To get as good as top 15, you have to think you're the best, or else there's no... DeMar DeRozan thinks he's the best, bro. So, like...
You think DeMar DeRozan's top 15?
No, I said... That's what I'm saying. He's not top 15, but he thinks he's the best. He's top 20, maybe. 20. He literally said, like, someone asked him, who do you think the best player in the league is? And he said, me, and me. So,
bruh, he's tripping.
DeMar.
So, I mean, he's a good player. He had a very good season, but he's not the best player in the league, obviously. So, I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is. Like I said, that's how you have to think if you want to be the best.
Yeah.
That's what Ronaldo said. Ronaldo said, if you don't believe you're the best, then you're not the best. So.
And this is just, I think if you're naturally just that good at something, though, like, what if you're naturally, like, if you're born just being amazing, then I don't think you have to think you're the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but, like, there's no one who's, like, no one is, like, born LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's born into as good as LeBron.
I mean, I'm sure there are anomalies in sports, but, like, yeah in general, like, yeah. You usually have to work for it.
Because you have to, I used to have to retain a level of athleticism. That takes work. I mean, you have to be in the gym.
Run around in the gym.
I mean, he's not shooting the ball, but he's in the gym. So,
I saw this good-ass quote about Ben Simmons. It was, like, just because you're, like, running, or, like, who said it? It was something about, like, the quality of the work you do matters way more than the amount of work you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't
see that. Like, he's probably fucking running around, but what he's doing is probably, like, not good, like, quality work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. He's not in the gym. I guarantee if he shot 100 free throws a day this entire summer, he would bring it up by, like, 10%. He'd be, like, a 70% free throw shooter. So,
but do you think he will?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think it's more mentally than physical, because his shot is not broken. Like,
I mean, a mental work ethic.
It doesn't
you
look.
He has a work ethic to see like, what I'm saying is to be good.
I think the Sixers have to force him into like therapy.
Can't we?
They can. It's in your contract. You can.
But I don't. No. I don't think that. I mean, from what I've heard about therapy, you have to want to go. If you don't want to go,
no, they can. They can. I mean, if you don't want to go, you're gonna be forced to go, but it's not gonna help. It's not gonna help.
Exactly.
He has to want to get the help.
Exactly.
He's gonna have the resources to do it. We're just gonna see if he wants to or not. I mean, I don't know why he is this such like a huge mental block. I don't know if it's something in his past.
Right. He just has no work ethic, but we're talking about like wanting to be the best. This man does not want to like be the best. He's happy with just like being in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Because like I said, this is more of a mental thing than a physical thing. Because his shot is not broken. He just needs to take them. Like Giannis's shot is more broken.
That's why he has no work ethic, because he was just so naturally good. He made it to the NBA and now he's
no.
Because
he shoots it like when you watch him play, like not only like pickup and shit, but like when he played in college and high school, he would shoot the ball. Like in the NBA, just stopped shooting the ball. So I don't know what mentally is going on with him, but he needs to, you know, take that looked at. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't want to get into Ben Simmons right now.
He's but, so ass. I just hate Ben Simmons, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's everything for the NBA. Do you guys have any last thoughts?
The finals ratings are going to be so fucking low this year compared to how they've been in the past.
Lower than last year? I don't know, last year.
No, not last year because of bubble, but in general.
Yeah, I mean, there's no super team. If the Nets were in here, then it would be high. But there's no super team left, so
they're gonna be low.
Yeah, but the NBA doesn't really care about ratings. Ratings don't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
As long as they have the TV deals.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's everything with that topic. But before we get into our next topic, we would like to thank the sponsors of this video, Anchor. We'll be back in a minute. Thank you, Alex, for the text. Dab me up real quick, bro.
What did you think, dude? Yeah.
All right. Okay. We can do the Tour de France. And then the UFO. Then Shelbin. Bitch ass nigga. All right.
Everyone in Minneapolis right now.
Big facts, bro. All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everyone. So we are here with our next topic. The Tour de France of 2021. Kind of went down in flames as a fan caused a huge crash that brought down like half of the people riding. This fan obviously was lacking in brain cells. Because, yeah, basically everyone just got... I'm looking at the picture right now. I did see it before.
Everybody got... Like, yeah, the whole Peloton fell, pretty much.
God damn. Like,
two-thirds of it.
Was any of us watching... Were you watching it live, Alex? Or no?
I was not. No, I wasn't watching the Tour de France, but it was...
I would have geeked so hard if I just saw, like, the fan just run out. Because, like, the video just gets me so dead. But yeah, what were your thoughts on this
situation? They do him dirty with the slow motion. They do him dirty with the slow motion.
But what were your thoughts on it, Alex?
A very, very unfortunate circumstance. I mean, I know there are a lot of veterans in there that have been wanting to get back to the Tour de France, especially since after COVID.
Yeah.
So for them to get cucked like that.
Bro, imagine, like, training your entire life, right? You spent, countless hours riding a bike just to, like, get the chance to be in the Tour de France, and then this nigga just runs out in front of you and just fucks it all up, bro. That is, like, a different level of just down horrendous, bro. I don't even know what I'd do. If that was me, I would have swung on him right there, bro. I'm not even gonna care. I would have fell down, got on him, bro, swung right there, bro. You can see the lad on the side of the road is just trying to get on television. A stupid, stupid thing. A stupid, stupid mistake by a supporter at the side of the road. Pretty much take down the whole of the peloton. I'm so dead. This is on the first day, too, right? This is the first day of the Tour de France?
I think so, yeah.
That's crazy, bruh. Wow. And there was only... how many kilometers? 47 kilometers left. Oh my god. Jack, did you see this event occur?
I mean, yeah, I just don't care about the Tour de France, but it's sad for all those bikers who like can't bike now because they fell or something. But okay.
I don't think anybody was like injured like that, but people did definitely, like...
I mean, it's bad for, like, their careers. Like, Aloy said, like, that would suck if, like, he trained and then some dumbass fan just, like, you know, was being dumb and it kind of costed you, but...
Like, imagine, like, yeah. Imagine on, like, the Aiden alley.
I feel like it's more on the like, race like people coordinators who are not...
Like, I mean, because it's, shouldn't allow, it's you so can't long.
Let people get that. Yeah, I know, but you... It's only, like, I'm surprised it's taken this long for something like this to happen. When people can literally sit that close with nothing in between, some dumb shit is bound to happen.
I mean, yeah, that dude's just stupid.
Like, I'm surprised a fan hasn't, like, thrown something in a guy's wheel before and, like, fucking made him...
Oh, no, because the Tour de France is, like, taken very seriously.
I mean, not... Clearly not.
This guy not was just stupid. Fan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, he was like, just trying to get on the TV.
For, like, 100 years, like, prize that no dumbass fan has, like,
yeah, caused, I know. Yeah, you know, because, I mean? Like... It's been taken that serious. So the fact that this one dude did it is just shows the level of stupidity that he has.
Yeah, I mean, it's social media, but he was just trying to get clout.
Yeah.
And hey, now he's probably going to get sued.
Yeah.
By a fuck ton of different people.
Bro, yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, like, I don't care about biking. So, but it sucks for the bikers.
But, like, imagine, like, if, like...
Nah, it definitely sucks.
Imagine if, like... A fan went onto an NBA court while they were doing like the Aiden oop and just blocked it.
But I mean, yeah, that's true. But the NBA is way more security. Like,
I know, yeah,
it's just like,
yeah. I'm just saying how it would feel, not like.
But they would redo it.
They would redo it. But
the difference between that and a race is like you're already so far behind. In the, like it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They would redo it, but like Aiden would. Made the
yeah run, right yeah. He would be pissed yeah. He'd be pissed. I just think in a race it means way more yeah. Also, I think he fucked it up for every other fan of biking because now they're gonna have way more restrictions on who can stand there. Yeah,
that's facts. That's
also a good point.
Facts. Yeah, but I mean, Does anyone have any other things to say, or are we good?
We can move on.
Okay. All right, bet. So, this man, Derek Chauvin, bruh, sentenced to 22.5 years in prison. Let's just give a round of applause for the justice system for doing something right. Took 396 days, so a while. But he was found guilty on manslaughter and murder in relation to Floyd's death. Obviously, we've all seen the video, so we don't have to rehash that. But what did you guys think of this situation?
It should be more. It's kind of wild that he is going to come out of prison and still have, like, a lot of life. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, he's going to be 70. Yeah,
the state did want more. The state wanted, like, 40 years.
And there's a chance it's going to go down to 15, which if that happens, that
would be wild. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think
it could happen. They're saying there is a chance. Yeah. Will it happen? Probably not, but it could happen.
Some good behavior.
Yeah. And the prison he's going to, I guarantee he's gonna be in protected population.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
not gonna like
bro, if he was at a regular prison, bro, he'd be dead in a second.
So quick. so but yeah, I mean it's good that he's in prison. I just don't really understand how you can kill someone on camera and not go to jail forever.
For life, yeah.
Seems like kind of a loop. I get the whole, like, he didn't mean to kill him or whatever. And like, whenever
it was the whole unintentional nature of the whole
thing.
But,
like, yeah, right?
Yeah, because it's second degree.
Or not. Yeah. But I just feel like that's kind of a loophole in terms of, like, sentencing. But yeah, it's good. Yeah, here it is. On June 25th, 2021, he received 22.5 years in prison with the possibility of supervised release after serving 2/3 of his sentence or 15 years. So in 15 years, they're going to decide if he can be let out of prison or not.
Yeah. What pissed me off the most, though, was his freaking mother, bruh. She was on some... She was like, when you sentence Derek, you sentence me. When Derek is released from prison, it is likely that her father and I will no longer be here. His mother expressed no remorse to the Floyd family in her statement.
That's like her ending statements for like a lesser sentence is like trying to shoot a basketball with a 70-foot Dikembe Mutombo trying to block your shot.
Like, but that's a question like, though. That's like a deep. That's like a deep psychological question. Like, would you do anything to help your kid, or is there a limit to like what you would do?
No. I definitely understand her point of view. I mean, it's his mother.
Yeah, but at least, like, the fact that she expressed no remorse.
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, I would...
Is there a limit to what you would do?
I would still apologize.
I mean, yeah, you would do anything for your kid, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you'd still have to apologize for the other family, for your family killing them.
Yeah, I'm sure her lawyer
definitely said, nah. But, like, fuck that, bruh. There's no... I mean, you could still... I mean... Yeah,
you can, but like,
it's just a fuck situation. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know why she even tried testifying as if I was going to do anything.
Yeah,
that would have worked if he was 18.
Yeah,
not if he's like 45.
Yeah,
or
like,
however
old he is. Yeah, I don't know what the point is. Like, what do you think? What do you think was going to happen, bro? But yeah, I mean, Chauvin is only the 8th officer to be convicted of murder for killing someone on the job since 2005. So like I said, this is
wild, bro.
This is they are crazy. Arrested at such a small rate. So hopefully this becomes at least a precedent, at least a 22.5 precedent. But I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. Just give it time until the next one happens and then we'll find out, right?
Hopefully it doesn't happen.
Let's be honest, though.
I mean, right? Yeah, but God forbid, obviously.
Yeah, honestly.
There is this.
I mean,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I don't. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, because, like, excuse me. Like, I'm just going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here. Like, the main defense that Chauvin has and that the lawyers presented, I believe, is that. And the, like, other critics of the trial was that the jury, like
was leaked. That was fucked up. That was fucked up.
Was what?
You didn't hear about that? The like the jury names got leaked, so everyone knew who was on the jury, and like that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah,
I didn't hear about that, but it was basically like the whole case was publicized so much that like the jury was tainted because of
that's the why they were worried, because they were like the jury names got leaked, and people were worried that because people knew who was on the jury.
Oh no, they, no, you're right. Actually,
if
yeah.
If they like decided on like a decision that people didn't like, those people would be like fucking found.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah. I mean, because when you pick a jury, the most ideal one is like someone who doesn't know anything about the case, so they learn about the case in court. But yeah. Obviously, that's not gonna happen, and that was what their defense was. Everyone knows about the case.
No, I mean, regardless of what the case is, you should never know who's on the jury.
I know. You're right. That's number one. That should always be protected at all costs. But what ideally they would want them to know nothing about the case. But since they obviously turned on the news and
yeah,
what their thing was, the media would basically create some kind of narrative that didn't really happen, which was their defense. Whether it's a valid defense, that was up to the jury, and looks like it was just an L for him. I mean, I know a lot of people wanted it to be a systemic charge, which would increase accountability for other police officers who do this kind of stuff. That didn't end up happening, so we'll see. I mean, because they have the George Floyd Justice and Policing Bill, so we'll see if that actually works in another case.
Woman who shot the dude but then said it was her taser? Remember that?
Oh, I think she was just fired.
No, I guarantee she's going to jail, bro. There's no way she just got fired.
I'm pretty sure.
That happened, like, right after the George Floyd thing. What was her name?
No, that was a bit later.
No,
that
it
was
wasn't.
Much later. It was like, a couple months ago.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. I forgot her name, though.
Gun.
That was crazy, though.
And thought it was Taser.
That was just
Let's see what happened to her. There. Dante Wright. Let's see. Okay. She was charged with second degree manslaughter.
Okay.
Booked in jail, then released on bail. So her jury hasn't happened yet. Her court date hasn't happened yet. So we'll find out what happens to her. And then Aloy will find out if the we'll see if George the George Floyd thing set any precedent or not.
Hopefully we'll it does. See. That would be the most ideal. But does anyone have any last thoughts on this?
No.
I guess, okay. Like, this case will definitely serve as a stepping stone for, like, other activists and community leaders to...
We hope it all works out good. Yeah,
surely.
For sure. We have one more topic, but I don't really know anything about it. So, Alex, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, sure, of course. So, recently, a government report was released on UFOs. And now they're calling it UAPs, which is Unusual Aerial Phenomena.
They really changed it from Unidentified Flying Object, bro.
That's what the government does, bro. Instead of doing anything, they just change the names of things to act like they're busy, bro. It's like Patrick Beverly on a basketball court. You just run around and act like you're busy, bro. You don't do anything.
The government on their Black Air Force energy, bro.
Which black forces will I wear today?
What name of random thing shall we change today? Act like we're doing something.
I'm dead, bro.
But back on the topic, it was released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence with substance to back up these claims, right? Back of the report, right? And 143, like this one... It's like a culmination of reports.
Yeah, since 2004. 143
of them since 2004 can't be explained by the Office of National Intelligence, right?
Yeah.
And these reports include, like, intriguing cases, right? But a lot of them are, like, he said, she said, and a lot of things can... This brings up more questions than answers when that's the case for the most part.
Yeah.
But there's one case where Navy pilots saw and even filmed the UFOs off the East Coast. And they recalled, like, exceptional speed, agility, and acceleration in the air. And this happened over 2014, 2015, periodically. Like, over that period.
Mm-hmm.
And these, like, the rise in recent sightings have also... can also be explained by the formal procedures that the Navy and the Air Force have put in place to keep track of these UAPs. And even though, like, they're being reported more, the quality of the reports can be kind of spotty because you can't really draw definitive conclusions from he said, she said scenarios. But along, even though they didn't really provide concrete conclusions and explanations for what these phenomena really are, they did explain that they could be secret U.S. government or military projects, or they could be foreign clandestine programs, or they could even boil down to simply instrument and human error, which is definitely possible.
Yeah.
But... yeah, but considering that there's 143 reports that can't be readily identified, that should raise some skepticism.
That's true. I mean, 143 is a lot. I mean, 143
I don't think they're UFOs.
143 over, what is it now, almost 20 years? That's kind of not that many.
Especially when the only reason, in my opinion, that they're so high is because, like you said, Alex, they're just documenting more now.
Yeah.
So there's just going to be more because they're writing more stuff down. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard the story, but during the Cold War, there was a Russian sub and a cockroach, I believe it was like a cockroach or a bird, went into the center of... technical difficulties at the... Oh, no. Wait, no, he's back.
He's back.
Alex, you there?
Just continue, well, I guess continue just with talk. Sorry. Wow. Yeah, continue, sorry.
So, yeah. So, during the Cold War...
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
All right. We're back. All right, we're good. Did you get everything I said? Or did
Yeah, you're good. Me and Eloy just said that, like... well, that many cases over that many years, not that much. Plus, with the fact that they're just reporting more now, you're going to have more cases because you're writing more stuff down. And then I said how I don't think it's UFOs. And I was going to go into a story about how during the Cold War, when they had the Russian subs and U.S. subs, everyone had nukes and shit. I think it was a bird flew into a Russian sensor, and the Russians thought it was a U.S. sub. And they were prepared to shoot nukes and blow up the United States, but one Russian general decided not to. So you're telling me if their sensors are that shitty, that a bird looks like a U.S. sub and almost killed everyone on this planet, we would have shot nukes back at them, obviously. Almost destroyed the whole world because of, like, a bird. I don't really trust the sensors of them, you know, completely. So in my opinion, they're just covert foreign ships that we just don't know about, and that the U.S. doesn't want to admit that our military isn't up to date on everything, so they're just going to, like, mask it under the it might be an alien UFO. Yeah.
We do our government does operate on a need to know basis, like pretty much every other government out there.
Yeah, we're not telling like the Alaskan senator about our, like, covert Black Hawk jets that we're making in, like, the islands, you know what I mean? So yeah.
I mean, yeah, like you said, that's all governments, so it kind of is what it is. So I mean,
Alex, do you think it's actual aliens?
Well, no, I'm just kidding. I mean, It's probably like some more on a more on the clandestine government argument, or clandestine government program technology argument, because countries are gonna want the up edge on everything.
Right? Yeah.
So why not gather intel on the world's superpowers?
Yeah. Why would Russia be like, actually, guys, it's our jet. That's not a UFO. Yeah. That's our jet. We're just testing that. My bad, guys. Didn't mean to scare you. They would never say that. And the reason I also don't think it's a UFO is because no other country is talking about this that I know of. If these were UFOs, this would affect the whole continent, not just the United States. So why are we the only country talking about it? Why aren't there sightings in like Australia and China and Russia and Africa? True.
We're
right?
Just
why
being watched by other countries.
I guess like other countries want to keep reports like that more confidential than
the US.
It's just what they choose to release.
Yeah, but news is news. Like, why isn't like Russian Fox News talking about UFOs? You know what I mean? Like, why is it just us? Alex is like, damn it, they're not UFOs.
My dream.
I just don't understand. Like, I just thought of that now. But if they were UFOs, why isn't the world like, fuck, we need to like prepare? Like,
I mean, we really aren't doing anything either. So maybe they're talking about it, and we just don't know.
True.
I think that's it.
Really, I would feel like it'd be bigger news if like the whole world was like, guys, there's UFOs, like.
Because it was trending on Twitter worldwide, so, I mean, I guess people.
I haven't
people
seen
know
one. I don't know. And the reason I don't think other countries are talking about it is because I think it's their jets.
Their jets. That's why they're not talking.
That's why they're not talking about it.
That could be true. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, but. Sadly, we'll have to wait to find out if there are aliens out there.
My biology degree was for nothing.
Bro, I just want to dissect aliens, bro. That's the only reason I went to college.
Imagine, though. Like, in 2576, we can do regular dissections of aliens in like high school classes. That'd be pretty lit.
that would be lit, bro.
Dude, hell no, we can't even do frogs. What the fuck, frogs.
Just aliens? Like throwing acid at each other, bro. Yeah. That would geek, bro. Oh my god,
they're not gonna let us do aliens, bro.
Did you steal the plasma sample from Miss Peterson's class? Perfect.
Oh my gosh. But I do think that's everything. Am I tweaking, Alex, or is that everything?
We talked about the playoffs, the Euros, the UFOs, Derek Chauvin, and Tour de France.
Yeah.
That was everything. Yes.
Good job. The boys. Wrapped up this episode. Also, rip to our locker room plan because locker room got bought by Spotify.
It did get bought by Spotify.
I mean, we could.
Did they put an app on your phone, Alohe?
Yeah. So now it's just
like
it's
I updated
Green Room.
Spotify, and some shit was just downloaded on my phone. But I didn't allow them to do that. What?
Wait.
They could just do that.
They downloaded an app.
Like, on my phone. I'm moving my phone. On my phone, I have the Green Room like app, right?
Yeah.
But it just auto installed when I
no,
updated
it was
Spotify.
Locker Room. Locker Room updated into Green Room.
Oh, so Locker Room's just not on
the It's gone.
Anymore?
Yeah, they bought it and renamed it Green Room.
Okay. I thought I just downloaded it. I didn't download it. I was like, what? Spotify just... What the fuck?
That would geek, but I mean, as soon as we talk about...
Can you play Spotify music in your like room now? Like, can you have?
I went on the app. I don't think you can, though, actually.
That would be smart. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. That would be kind of cool. Like, you know what would be cool now that they could do now at Spotify? Like, when an album drops, you can have, like, a room and then play the album in the room and then, review the album, like, together.
That would be cool. I mean,
that would be cool.
One of the people I met on Locker Room did that, like, a listening party to the J. Cole album. But, like, he played it on his
computer. Someone could have, like, yeah, but I feel like now that's integrated with
Spotify.
Yeah,
you can have it integrated in there.
Select.
Yeah.
Wait, cool. They should. If they don't, they better.
That would be cool. I mean, we could still go on there. It's just kind of dead now because there's so many people on it now. Before, there was like 100
people. How much did they buy it for? Do you know?
It was like 4 billion.
Billion? No way.
4 trillion, seriously? Bro? 4 quadrillion?
What are you talking about?
I think it's 6 quintillion, dude.
Did Spotify have money like that, dude?
By Spotify.
I mean, they paid Joe Rogan 100 million, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, and they just paid... Do you know what Caller Daddy is?
50 million.
They just paid her 60. 50 million? Yeah. Damn.
And that's like... They bought Betty Labs, which is the company who made it. And that was their only, like... That was their only app. So, good on them, bro. I talked to the owners, that's and they were chill as hell. They are definitely so many money now.
That's just a Silicon Valley strategy, bro. Just make a fuck ton of apps, and one's bound to be one popular.
And then you just have someone.
And then you're just chilling.
That is facts.
Shout out to whoever created Instagram. I don't even know your name, bro. But you're
that man is swimming in money as well.
Just fuck now.
I mean, if he kept it, he would be swimming in more money. But like. Okay, bro. How much money do you need? How much?
All of it.
Huh?
All of it.
You need all of it?
I need all of the money right now.
How much is all?
All.
What the fuck are you? What?
I'm dead. But with that, we're going to end this week's podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. Alex will be here now, like, won't go to any more beach trips, dumbass nigga bitch ass. Like,
sorry, y'all.
But he will be back. We will be back with guests. I know we said that every podcast. We say every... We're going to have a guest. We're going to have... Now that we have all three of us, we're going to have guests starting next week. So, you know, we'll figure that out. But yeah, look forward to that. And if that's everything, we're going to sign off. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Bye.